listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business, once again back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, Professor Christian. Nate, welcome back.
I am happy to be here, as always. And Mike, I have a question for you. Never asked you this before. Do you prefer Pepsi or Coke?
Neither. I'm not a big soda drinker, but if I had to choose one or the other, I would choose Pepsi.
All right. All right. I come from a Coke family. I don't drink soda myself as well, so yeah. I see you there. But if I had to choose, I would choose Coke.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. Just never really been a big soda drinker, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I was always a big fan of sweet tea. That's how I got my sugary drink.
I never really liked that either. I remember when it was kind of the fad at McDonald's for a while.
Oh, yeah. Get remember those that? Large, extra large sweet teas, and it's like diabetes in a cup. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate getting that stuff now because it's just 90% ice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
oh, it's only $3 or whatever. Yeah, you're paying for
it. Less ice, well, then you get less drink too. How's that work?
Capitalism, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not advocating for anything else. What I am advocating for is for you to try out a 7-day free trial of Patreon, patreon.com/dynastyrewind. Come hang out for a week. Tell me how you like it. DM me. Say what's up.
Think you'll like it. I want to see you.
Yeah. Come in. Say hi. That is a great buy. Just like these best buys in Dynasty right now, not the store, Dynasty Fantasy Football. So let's talk about it. We will not be convoluting this. We're talking about anybody from last week's podcast. We got a fresh set for you guys right now. So Nate, this is a guy that I've been in on a little bit. Who's your number one buy?
All right. One of my favorite buys right now is Najee Harris. All right. Arthur Smith, welcome to Pittsburgh. I'm actually happy you're here. Not from a Ravens fan perspective, or maybe I am. I'm not sure how this is going to actually correlate to on the field success, wins and loss wise. But from an offensive standpoint, Arthur Smith going to Pittsburgh is good for Najee Harris. Pittsburgh, by the way, signing Cordarrelle Patterson today to a 2-year deal. He's back with Arthur Smith. So I heard some reaction on the timeline that people were pretty upset about that and how it affected Jaylen Warren. To be honest, I don't think it's going to affect either one of these guys too much. It's Cordarrelle Patterson we're talking about, who I think is like in his 30s at this point.
Done much the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think he's really a threat to either one of them. We didn't really get to see a lot of Cordarrelle Patterson last year. But Najee Harris should have a pretty good season. We know Arthur Smith obviously likes to run the ball. He likes to run the ball out of heavy sets. That's good for Najee Harris. That's what he does pretty well in. You know, those other light box and things, that's where Jaylen Warren gets put into. But Najee Harris really fits what Arthur Smith wants to do, run the ball on the ground, control the game through that ground and pound kind of game. And Najee Harris quietly had a pretty good year last year. A lot of people were out on Najee last year, but he ran for 1,000 yards again, third time in 3 years. So he's consistent. Had 8 touchdowns last year, Mike. Finishes RB23. Now, I know it's not a top 12 finish, and a lot of that came because he lost a lot of his receiving work to Jaylen Warren, but still a top 24 running back. If you just look at Najee Harris as, hey, I need, you know, a really good RB3 or just, you know, a basic RB2 on my team, Najee Harris can do that for you, especially because he gives you a good floor at the running back position, which when I build my team around wide receivers, that is what I really am looking for in my running backs is floor production, because I know my wide receivers are giving me that upside on a week-to-week basis. He did have a career low 267 attempts, Mike. So you know, we're coming off a lighter season in Najee's world. But with that, career highs of 4 yards per attempt, 3.03 yards after contact per attempt, and also 14 runs of 15-plus yards or more, Mike. He was more explosive last year than he's ever been. 25% of his yards came from breakaway runs, and in the 2 seasons prior to this, it was closer to 10 to 15%. So this explosion that we've seen at Najee last year, quietly, we haven't really seen before. So I like seeing that. I like looking back at those stats. Also, 8th most missed tackles forced in the league with 53. Look, the passing game is a little non-existent for Najee, and that's where it gets hard. Career low in targets and receptions, but he's good. He's good in receiving downs. He just lost all that work to Jaylen Warren for a couple weeks there. Weeks 15 to 17, he had no targets. But week 18 and then into the wild card game, he had 5 targets in week 18, 3 in the wild card game. So I'm not ready to say that Najee's not going to have any receiving work in the coming year. He'll still get some receiving work, maybe not the majority of it anymore. But at this point, like I said, I think Najee's a pretty good RB2. I think if we look at him kind of the way we've looked at David Montgomery in the past, Najee just might be the new David Montgomery. Now, the Steelers' offense isn't going to score that much that the Lions did this year. I think Montgomery had 15 touchdowns. I don't expect Najee to have 15 touchdowns this year. But I do think that Najee Harris can put up another top 24 running back season. And right now, you can get him for a mid-second, a 20-25 second, and a guy I'm selling everywhere if I had him, Tony Pollard. So Najee Harris, a pretty cheap RB2 for your team.
And he was injured to start the season last year. Yeah. So everyone's down. Now's the time to buy. I love this. This is great. And if you can move on from Tony Pollard to go from that to Najee Harris. And yet, you know what? Chill on Cordarrelle Patterson. He's going to be 33.
Exactly.
You know, I let's not forget, he came into the league as a wide receiver. At this point, he'd be good as like an H-back. You throw him out there for a couple snaps a game. Whatever, because we know, if anything, Arthur Smith is a creative play caller.
Can be.
That was sarcasm, Nate. So anyway, let's move on and let's talk about my buy low, and that is Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin. Why? I love Terry McLaurin, and you should too. 1,000 yards in every season, except his rookie year, where he only had 919 receiving yards.
That's like Nate, a fourth or fifth round pick, I think. So.
Yeah, and are you talking about in Dynasty or in the NFL? Oh,
in the NFL draft.
Yeah, he was a mid pick, and he was only like a third or fourth round pick in Dynasty rookie drafts too. He's not very highly thought of, Nate. So he's done that, and would you like to know who his quarterbacks were?
Oh, give me this list.
I'm glad you asked. Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins, Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, a lot of Taylor Heineke, Eric Gilbert, Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, and Jacoby Brissett. I did not put Ryan Fitzpatrick on this list because I didn't want to look into it too much and see if he actually threw the ball to Terry McLaurin. But and then fun Terry McLaurin fact, he took his first ever inline snap last year. Everything, for the most part, has been on the outside. So he has a career inline snap of 1. Eric Bieniemy, baby. If Eric Bieniemy doesn't have a job, does he have a job right now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me. So he's 28 and a half currently. He's got plenty of time left. Like Mike Evans, let's not overthink it here, people. Players like this are still productive and have a decent amount of time left. Late 20s doesn't mean you're going to die, okay? You don't have to get these guys off your roster immediately. Mike Evans, example I just gave you. DeAndre Hopkins is another example that I'll give you. Do I think he's going to replicate his season that he had last year? Not necessarily. Do I think he's going to have a better season than Treylon Burks? Yes, I do. So these guys, they're older. They can still be productive. So wide receiver 31, 23. I think that comes up a little bit in 2024 with some more solid quarterback play. Drake May's been linked there. I love that for Terry McLaurin and the Commanders as a whole. Right now, you could get him for Michael Mayer, mid to early second. I saw a couple trades. Bryce Young for McLaurin and a third. Late 24 first and a 25 third. So that was a 1 quarterback league for that one, which hence the late 24 first. So, okay. Sorry, I forgot to denote that it's a 1 quarterback league. There it is. So, but yeah, I'm in on Terry McLaurin. He's always been productive, and I don't think that stops anytime soon.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good buy for a second round pick if you just need some competitive wide receiver depth, because that's what you're going to get with McLaurin. And he is definitely undervalued for the production he's going to give you just because he doesn't necessarily have the upside that some of these younger guys have. But Mike, there's value in known production. And you were talking about Mike Evans as a guy that you want to keep on your roster. Well, guess what? I'm saying right now that Mike Evans is a great buy. Future Hall of Famer. He's on a 2-year deal now. He's got Baker Mayfield throwing the ball, which I like that because he had a really good season last year. Had the highest PFF grade of the past 4 seasons. And because 4.2 yak rec, which was a career high from Mike Evans. He had 2.32 yards per route run, which was his third best season of his career. 13 touchdowns. You know he scores touchdowns. He had a wide receiver 7 finish, Mike. Is anyone talking about how Mike Evans was a wide receiver 1 last year?
No.
No one.
They don't.
He's just continuously great, and no one cares. I don't get it. I already have him on 50% of my leagues. So I can only go out and acquire him in a couple of leagues at this point because I've already picked him up everywhere because he's a value year in and year out. And now that he's got this contract, he's staying in Tampa. I like Baker Mayfield throwing him the ball. I think that's a really nice fit. He's continuously a buy. Look, he's got a 55.5% contested catch rate over his career, Mike. It's really hard to actually win 50-50 balls at a 50% rate. And Mike Evans has done it consistently.
For as long as he's done it, too.
For as long as he's done it. He had 30 contested catch targets last year, 153.3% of them. So he continues to do great things for Tampa Bay. I have no problem going out and acquiring him. You can acquire him for a second-round pick right now. Similar cost, actually, to Terry McLaurin. Maybe even a little bit cheaper because Mike Evans is old. But when you're a Hall of Fame wide receiver, as DeAndre Hopkins has shown us, you can play until you're 33, 34. We've seen Keenan Allen into his young 30s have a career year. This is a different NFL. And these wide receivers are going to be playing, the really, really top ones are going to be playing into their mid-30s. So you still got, you know, I still think you have 3-4 years of Mike Evans left. Go out and acquire him. A second-round pick is, you could probably get him for like a 25-second, honestly, from somebody who's maybe looking to have a younger squad. Mike Evans is cheap. You got to go get him.
I love this. I absolutely love this. I mean, wow. Don't overthink it. Get productive people on your fantasy roster.
Just write it in Sharpie. Mike Evans equals buy.
Yeah. Always.
So much of our focus here is protecting our assets in Dynasty, keeping the long-term vision in mind. Aura reflects this mindset with the most important assets in your life. Have you ever received a spam call or suspicious email? It's not just annoying, it's a sign of a much larger problem. Behind these unwanted communications are data brokers, websites that buy and sell your personal information without your consent. I recently did a search for my own name online and was shocked to find my information plastered across multiple data broker sites. That's when I realized just how vulnerable my online presence really was. Enter Aura. They're more than just an online security service. They're your personal bodyguard in the digital world. Aura actively identifies which data brokers are selling your info and takes swift action by sending opt-out requests on your behalf. Not only does this cut down on spam, but it also shields you and your loved ones from potential cyber threats and hackers. Think about it. Your address, email, health records, even details about your family are all out there for anyone to exploit. But Aura doesn't just stop at protection. They offer unparalleled convenience, too. With their comprehensive suite of tools, including antivirus, VPN, password management, and identity theft insurance, you can safeguard your online presence with ease from the app on your phone or desktop. It's like locking all your doors with one key. I've made the choice to take my online privacy seriously, and with Aura by my side, I have the peace of mind to focus on what truly matters. If you value your privacy as much as I do, don't wait any longer. Check out Aura today and take control of your online presence. Go to aura.com/dynastyrewind to start your 2-week free trial on us. The link will be in the description of this podcast. Don't wait. Protect yourself today.
All right, Nate, we are back. And I know this is going to come as a shocker to you, but I'm going to tell you about a tight end that I think you should buy.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that is Dallas Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson. To be fair, you should have got him last year when I told you to before he broke out, but you didn't listen, did you? Now you are. Again, his breakout season in 2023, 81 catches for 854 yards and 8 touchdowns on 108 targets. And the Dallas Cowboys receiver room got worse, Nate.
Somehow.
Right now, Jalen Tolbert is listed as a starting wide receiver. Is he a buy low for you, or you still have him everywhere?
I guess he's a hold of my taxi squad still. He's a hold at the bottom of my roster. I saw someone drop him today, actually, in one of my leagues, in a one quarterback league. And
scoop him up?
I'm probably not going to pick him up. There's pretty small rosters there.
Oh, yeah.
In deeper leagues, I'm definitely going to keep him in my roster, though, because even if he's wide receiver 3, I'm interested.
Yeah, I get it. The Yak Rack, Nate, 5.6 for tight end. Thumbs up, buddy. He's only 25. He's under contract for two more years. And look, if he doesn't get re-signed, because, you know, a lot of people are talking about the Dallas Cowboys might do this, might do that, might move on from Dak, which to me would be a mistake, might move on from CeeDee Lamb, might move on from Micah Parsons. So Jake Ferguson could find himself in that boat too. And, you know, they got Luke Schoenmaker and Peyton Hendershot there. Maybe they cobble together some semblance of a tight end room and move on from Jake Ferguson. Well, Dalton Schultz did just Skippy in free agency. Congrats on that three-year contract, Dalton. He's a target for me now. He's a target if he becomes a free agent. This is a guy who deserves to be, rightfully so, a starting tight end in the NFL. And let's not forget, he's got that dog in him. He's tight end 9 in 2023. Nate, that is a tight end 1.
It is. Okay. Pretty impressive season.
You could tear down from Mark Andrews and get a player like Jake Ferguson in a third if you're worried about the injury or if you want to get a little bit younger, slightly younger. These are actual trades that I saw, by the way, on fantasycalc.com. Love that website. Demario Douglas and Khalil Shakir for Jake Ferguson. So one very productive wide receiver, one wide receiver that I think is going to be a breakout candidate in Khalil Shakir for a proven commodity. And Jameson Williams straight up for Jake Ferguson.
I like that a lot.
That's an interesting one to me, and that's why I'm put it on
GMO everywhere.
Yeah, I put that on here because I figured you would be the guy that would be like, yep, give me a tight end 1 for Jameson Williams.
Yep. Give me the upgrade somewhere else.
Nate, I'm a little surprised at your next player, though, and by a little surprised, I mean not even surprised a little bit.
Not at all. Well, I haven't really talked about him a lot this offseason, Mike, so this is my opportunity now. So I have to talk about Jakobi Meyers. Another guy who is continuously undervalued and a buy since his time with the New England Patriots to his time with the Raiders, surpassing Devontae Adams for the second half of the season, really as a wide receiver 1 for the Raiders for some time there. And he did that with Aiden O'Connell. I don't know who their starting quarterback is going to be this year. They haven't brought in Gardner Minshew. They have Aiden O'Connell there. I don't know if they're going to maybe go after Michael Penix. I think that fit would be really nice. So,
I was, not to cut you off, I was looking at their depth chart the other day. OurLads.com has really good offseason depth charts. Right now, Aiden O'Connell is listed as the starting quarterback. But in this case, I feel like it's very fluid and it could really go either way.
Yeah. So whoever it is, he played with Aiden O'Connell last year. So it can't get worse. And last year, he put together 800 yards for the third consecutive season. And at this point, his average season is about 70 catches for 800 yards and 6 touchdowns. Mind you, this is playing on the terrible Patriots offense the last couple of years, and then the Raiders offense this year that really wasn't that much better. And he's still been a consistent receiver with those kinds of numbers. And if you take a 70-catch season with 800 yards and 6 touchdowns, and you convert that to fantasy points, Mike, because we play fantasy football and that's what counts for us, that is 186 fantasy points. That comes out to a wide receiver 36 finish, right above Drake London last year, actually. I have to get that one in, of course.
So you're telling me that he would have finished above the best wide receiver in the NFL currently.
True. Now, he actually finished as the wide receiver 24 last year with 218.6 points. So I'm telling you that Jakobi Meyers basically has a floor of being a wide receiver 36, a low-end wide receiver 3. You can pick him up right now for Cortland Sutton, Quentin Johnston, a future late second. I mean, if you're a contending team, you throw a 25 second, you probably can pick up Jakobi Meyers. Jakobi Meyers going into your flex spot, you could do a lot worse. If you have a top 36 wide receiver with top 24 potential in your flex spot, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, especially if you picked him up for a player that you probably had sitting on your bench or a late 25 second. So all about Jakobi Meyers this year. I think he's a great buy to fill your flex spot if you're a contending team.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Another guy I would love to buy on that team that I think is cheaper, Trey Tucker. I think it was a third-round pick last year. Okay. No one's really talking about him. I did mention him earlier in the offseason, so Trey Tucker, another guy. But Jakobi Meyers has a much higher ceiling, in my opinion, than Trey Tucker does. I love this. I would do it for sure. Let's move on to our last one. And got to zig when other people zag, right? So, Nate, I am buying Kansas City Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco. He's running back 15 on the season last year. That is a high-end running back, too. And I think he's going to be about that in 2024. While he's productive, he's limited by having Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback because Patrick Mahomes makes a lot of things happen. It doesn't always necessarily involve Isaiah Pacheco. But if this is his ceiling, give it to me. Extremely reliable starter in real life and fantasy, to be honest with you. Yep. It's good as a receiver as well. Nate, he had 62 targets last year, 56 catches, 304 yards, and two touchdowns. So he's 25. He's got some time. He's got some tread on those tires, as you like to say. And the fact of the matter is, why do people hate Isaiah Pacheco? He was a seventh-round draft pick. And I understand that Nate says sell day three packs. Backs, sorry. But this circumstance feels different to me. I don't see the Kansas City Chiefs actively doing anything to replace Isaiah Pacheco. Every time they've given him any sort of competition, he's come out ahead as the better back. So they love him. That's all that matters. Like I said, nobody else has been able to chip away at the workload. So in essence, Nate, the vibes just check out. So check out some of these trades on Fantasy Calc. Here you go. I know you're doing this one. Jameson Williams in the 311 for Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Tell me what you think about this one here. Garrett Wilson for Isaiah Pacheco and Jake Ferguson.
Give me Garrett Wilson all day. I don't even think this is close, to be honest.
Yeah, I want the Garrett Wilson side there. And you know what? If you're rebuilding and you have Garrett Wilson, don't make trades like this. Because I understand that you see the two-for-one deal. And I like both of the players. Obviously, I said to buy both of them in the show, which is why I put this trade on here. But you could have gotten more for Garrett Wilson.
I need a first-round pick in addition to that.
At this point, the best thing you could have done is not made the trade. Put Garrett Wilson in your starting lineup, and then when he's exploding in the season, then you move him for more value. And a late first, I think, gets it done for Isaiah Pacheco as well.
Yeah. I think you might be able to get Pacheco even for like an early second. Maybe you need to add a third on top of that. But
you think,
you know, I know it's right on that cusp of, do you need to have the first round pick, or can you get away with like the 201, 202, 203?
I just feel like he's a starting running back with the Kansas City Chiefs. There's got to be that one in front of it, like I've said about Tajay Spears earlier before they signed Tony Pollard. Now his value is depreciated a little bit because, you know, people panic. So I know that you find that hard to believe. So, but that's all I got for today. So thank you for listening. Until next time, for Nate, I'm Mike. We'll see you guys later. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.